This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hold on to your hats.
On a wind blowing around in here. It's not even a hurricane. Hello. 7 at the hour. Doug's Good Day with Jay Kirshner checking out the good news. Here's a revolutionary treatment that could repair spinal cord injuries. Been developed by scientists. They're regrowing nerves, Jay, in paralyzed mice. And it happens over a couple of months. This, whatever they have put into the medication, it apparently triggers cells of long spinally, where the nerves may be severed, they regenerate themselves. Apparently, this is pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, And these treatments so far they're showing well, and I'm sure that human trials will be next.
Have you ever known anybody? I've known people that have broken their backs, broken their necks in skiing accidents, for example, car accidents. That sort of stuff, falling off of ladders.
Yeah.
And the rehab is really awful. Sometimes you can, people have broken their necks. You know, you think when somebody breaks their neck, you're going to die because your neck, you know, is only the size of a quarter. And all the stuff that goes from your brain to the rest of your body travels around your neck. So if that's miscombobulated, kind of like curtains, and I think it used to be that way. You know, they say if you ever break your neck, well, how do you know you've broken your neck, I guess is the question. But then if you do, you just don't move at all. Just stay still.
And sometimes it could be something that isn't a full-on break, and if you do move, then it could cause that even more. That's why they always say don't always move people if there is a victim of like a bad car accident or something, and just let medical help arrive. And that's why they always put that brace on you before they move you onto the stretcher to get you into the ambulance.
Keep you straight. Neural transmissions are the focus here. It's being done at the Imperial College in London, where they do a lot of this kind of research. And it is very important because there's a lot of spine cord injury in the world, and there's no cure really for it. So, you know, this is a way you have to have those electrical signals going from your brain to your body. That's when they don't, when you don't have the electrical impulses, that's when you get paralyzed. Or you are, the definition of being paralyzed is you're not getting any signals to help your body. As you've noticed probably, hopefully over the years when you have taken a good course in biology, you don't, when you're walking, do you think to yourself, wait a minute, now I have to put my left foot first and then I put my right foot first?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't think of that.
You go
when you're going to eat your food, you have a fork in your hand and your fork miraculously carries food to your mouth. You don't think about that, right? Well, if you don't have...
Subconsciously, at least,
No, right, exactly. Yeah, subconsciously, obviously, your brain is telling your hand to move, so you can put the food in your mouth. But that's... When you get a spinal cord gap and there's no connection, you don't have any of that stuff. 300,000 people a year living with spinal cord injuries. Good Lord. Well, that's good. There's some good news, right? All right, let's see what else we... Well, that... There's always a quick end to the good news. Here is the situation with Kyle Young. You may or may not be familiar, depending on your attitude toward January 6th. One of the rioters charged with attacking an officer, sentenced to 7 years in the slammer by Judge Amy Berman Jackson. Mm-hmm. She was really right on him and his actions on January 6th. She said, quote, they were some of the darkest acts, say it again with your T's, Doug, darkest acts committed on one of our nation's darkest days. So, let's see, she had a couple of others here.
He admitted a guilty plea. He acknowledged that he grabbed that officer's arm during the melee and prevented him from reaching his radio, reaching his sidearm as he was being assaulted by other people. So there are other people who assaulted this officer, attacked this officer, that will be charged
pay the price too
as well. Yes, but yeah, Kyle Young is.
Yep. Good.
Got more than 7 years.
Judge did the right thing, and have no sympathy or this whole thing. If you let this go, then you encourage fomentation. I'm all about protesting. I'm all about getting at the seat. You hear me all the time. I'm very critical of government because government is here to serve government, not really here to serve you. They'll tell you differently when you vote. Vote for me. I'm, these ads that are floating all over the place. This person voted with Joe Biden 96% of the time, and she's the problem. Somebody else sends the guy running against her says, he's got got Donald Trump in his corner, and therefore the world is going to be great again. Make America great again. Vote for me. Donald Trump likes me.
Well, and then there's the smear campaigns, and it's less about what I've done in the past and what I plan to do, and it's more about, well, this person's a creep, and
how does that help
this officer.
You?
This officer suffered a heart attack from everything that was going on. The police officer that was being assaulted and had to retire. Like he lost
his
job.
Career.
Yes, completely ruined.
Yep. Okay, take a deep breath. Joe Biden, let's see, a number of things with the president. He announced a plan to end hunger by 2030. Good for the farmers if there isn't going to be because we're importing food from every place else, which these guys in this particular administration are great at doing, masking food coming in from other places. Now, was it yesterday or the day before? I was talking about this bill to mandate. This is a citizen's petition to mandate that meat that comes into this country be labeled as such, which, as silly as it seems, is right now not possible. So this is one example of healthy food. Is the meat grown here better? Well, you can argue that it's fresher because it doesn't have to be shipped from who knows where. So that's one thing. And, there's stuff. There's an argument as to what the right way to feed cattle or chicken or pigs or lamb or whatever it is that you eat. That's one of the reasons that I don't like eating this stuff is because I don't really know, A, you don't know where it comes from, and B, you don't know what it's been fed.
How humane the whole situation was, the life and the death.
Right. Okay. So there's also, according to the president, going to be a 3% decrease in monthly premiums for Medicare. That'll be coupled with the cost of living increase for Social Security beginning the 1st of January. A lot of people will be saving a lot of money. Not the people paying for it, though, the other taxpayers are not going to be saving any money. This is another one. It's not. It probably sounds a little skittish for me to come down on this, because I guess I will be a recipient of the largesse of the federal government. But on the other hand, I'm still working and I'm still paying taxes. So I'm wondering if this isn't just kind of a throwaway, right? A seesaw. So on one hand, I'm going to pay more in taxes. On the other hand, I'm going to be charged less for Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is that good? Guess it depends on how you spin it, right? A lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, save some money on that. But that's the whole thing. It's all about the spin. And there have been people who, these press secretaries that become, they'll come into the job for a year or so, and then they go out and they'll write a book or they become a pundit. I noticed that Jen Psaki is all over the place promoting Democrats running for office. Have you seen that? Here, there, and everywhere. Like, nobody knew who this woman was before she became press secretary. Now she's tracking, she's trading on that. And if you track her around, she's going all over the country to speak for this Democrat and that Democrat. Not that it's wrong, it just seems kind of like it's transparent. Is that the right word? Why you get into these jobs? Because you want to write a book, or you want to go out and work for Fox News, or whatever the.
I'm sure there's a level of ego that takes place in the notoriety of it.
Yep, exactly. Let's see here. What other exciting things are there that have happened? I don't know. Trump's request that a special master review documents from Mar-a-Lago may not have been the smartest thing for him to do. Apparently, there's something in there that, you know, and that's, again, we're back to January 6th and the yada yada. So let's come up with something else. Matter of fact, in a moment, I want to tell you what's going on, the latest from the war in Ukraine, right after this.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. I'd know that voice anywhere. Okay, Russia says it's going to annex four more parts of Ukraine. Good luck with that there, boys.
You may run into fighting that sham voting.
Yeah, right. A little resistance there. There are two gas pipelines from Russia that have been sabotaged. And now the question is, who did it? Huh? What do you mean, who did it? The Ukrainians did it. Who do you think did it? I always love that. We're going to investigate to find out who did it. You morons. Yeah, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Gabonga. Okay, so the Pentagon says, you know, we were asking yesterday. Okay, Daisy, calm down. It's okay. Daisy's upset about the war in Ukraine.
She feels the same way.
Yeah, she's very upset about it. It's like talking to Jasper. Pretty much everybody's got something going on in my family. Megan's dog has had a stroke, so Dina, I'm talking to her about that, and I talked to Brendan last night because everybody has COVID there, except apparently Jasper has gotten himself out of it as quickly as he got into it. So he was all chatty and clapping on the phone last night, so he was okay, but he makes noises. He and Daisy make the same kind of noises when they're worked up about something. Anyway, back to the money. We were asking earlier this week, where is this money going? We're putting aside another $1 billion for Ukraine, and apparently somebody heard, okay, what are we using the money for? And here's a fantastic explanation. It's going for military aid. Okay, some new weapons, and it'll take a year to deliver them. Huh? Why are we doing that? A year to deliver? Some of the war is going on right now, boys and girls, and it's in all the papers. 21 after the hour.
Mm-hmm. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
To the story that I had earlier in the program from New York State about how they want to change the law so that everybody who works over 40 hours on a farm gets overtime. It's not doable. It's unthinkable, in fact. These people are clueless. And that's why New York has fallen off the radar as a really good agricultural state. There are a few states in our country that have better land, better conditions, better environment for good dairying.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 at the hour now, celebrity news time, gossip time, Doug's dirt time, social media trending time. But for the life of me, Jay, I don't get why. I know people love to gossip, but why is it anybody's business whether Kelly Osbourne is going to breastfeed her baby or not? How does that affect anybody other than Kelly Osbourne and her child?
Yeah, that's what she opened up about on Red Table Talk, saying how she's getting a lot of pushback from the people in her life, not just like random people. Yeah, it's
doesn't she have some problem she's taking medication for? Isn't that it? Bipolarism or something?
No, yeah, I mentioned that off air. I was wrong. It's Ozzy Osbourne was diagnosed with her brother was diagnosed with MS. I'm not sure. I couldn't find what her medication was for, but she's going to stay on her medication and. Yeah. Instead of breastfeeding, because she can't do both. And yeah, she opened up how she's just getting so much pushback from family members and friends and the fact that they're urging her to breastfeed instead and get off the medication for a little bit. And she's like, me at my best self is what's going to be best for my baby.
Yep. You got to tell them how it is there, lady. Kanye West. I love it when I have in my mind what Barack Obama said about him. He's a jackass. Okay. So from there, apparently he's hired a seasoned lawyer. The lady Melinda Gates used is now going to be used. Well, actually, he's a guy. Robert Stephen Cohen.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is, I think, like his 7th lawyer. The divorce proceedings have been going on for so long that they're still not technically divorced, even though a judge has granted them legally single. Yeah. But he keeps firing different lawyers, and now this time he got Robert Cohen, and he's who helped Melinda Gates. He helped Chris Rock. And one of the things Chris Rock has said about this lawyer is that he has great bedside manner. He has a very calming presence. He walks his clients through every part of the process and what they can expect, and just brings such a mindful and calm demeanor. And maybe that's what Kanye needs right now. especially in a lawyer.
Katie Couric has breast cancer. She had the diagnosis earlier this past June, and so she said she started to feel sick, and the room started to spin when she went to see her radiologist. Then, you know, the mammogram, this has got to be...
when they told her, because it was just your typically run-of-the-mill scheduled mammogram, and she got the results, and she said that it was like an out-of-body experience because the room started spinning. She actually got up and went to a corner and just started talking, and it was like her brain was moving faster than her mouth, and she was not expecting
to
show up with anything.
Or is it something that's dealt with? She had a lumpectomy, right? She's going to have one?
Stage one, she had two pre-op procedures before undergoing the lumpectomy. She went through two different radiation treatments, and everything seems like she caught it early enough.
When Tony, my former wife, came into the house and said the two kids were sitting, I can remember like it was yesterday, sitting on the steps to the upstairs. They all were sitting there, and I was standing listening and watching as Tony said that she'd just been diagnosed with stage four breast cancer. And the kids, you know, freaked out, obviously. And it affected their lives for 21 years. That's how long she lived with it. Tough stuff. So good thought for Katie Couric. At 28 past the hour, this is Good Day.
Attention, do you suffer from severe fried chicken-related cravings? If so, Kentucky Fried Chicken's $6 two-piece drum and thigh combo may be right for you. The combo contains tasty chicken, creamy mashed potatoes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Hurricane Center announced early Thursday morning that Hurricane Ian was now a tropical storm. Forecasters noted that the storm was still expected to produce strong winds, heavy rains, and storm surge across parts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Governor Ron DeSantis.
But we are getting some reports of structural damage in both Lee and Charlotte counties, but I would say overwhelmingly it's been that surge that has been the biggest issue and the flooding that has resulted as a result of that. We think it's hit 12 feet.
Seattle, Washington-based Amazon.com announced a pay increase for hourly workers in the United States, up to $19 an hour, costing Amazon $1 billion more in their labor costs. The National Association of Realtors is reporting pending home sales are down across the United States again, dropping 24% in August compared to a year ago. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here is the story of a grandmother who is raising her late son's children, who is working toward making drunk drivers pay child support.
They should.
It's Cecilia Williams lost her son, his fiance, and her grandson to a crash police say was caused by a drunk driver.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. I'm getting it. Okay, here we are, ready to get into another half-hour of conversation 34 after on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with What You Need to Know. The facts, Jay Kirshner and I are here to plod through many different things, but there's some good news in the youth crime department that we probably should share, Jay.
Yes.
Apparently, the numbers have gone way, way down in the past decade.
That's really impressive, because it always seems like it's going the opposite way, but
that's not the case. Yeah, that's only because of the news media. You know, the headlines every day. Today it's a shooting on the campus in Oakland, and six people get injured, and yada, yada. Okay. There have been 130 school shootings this year. Well, how many have there not been? I guess that would be that didn't make news, though. So the report shows that the number of young people arrested for violent crime has been declining. And the numbers go back to the 1990s. FBI numbers, people aged 17 and younger accounted for 7% of all arrests for a violent crime.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, what, murder, aggravated assault, robbery,
yeah.
That sort of thing. Yep. So they made 424,000. This number, though, seems pretty doggone outrageous. They, even with these stats in percentages, but the numbers. Now, remember, here, I'm going to throw a little cold water on this, because what you don't hear, or what you don't read, or what you don't, you know, sense of the population increase. So there were 424,300 arrests last year. That's a 38% drop from the previous year. Hello, it was the pandemic. So nobody was out doing much of anything anyway. But the Office of the Justice Department wants to take credit for this. And, you know, okay, so the thing is to emphasize that fewer crimes are being committed in terms of percentages, but the numbers really are about the same as they have been because population is increasing. So it's the problem is that we're focused on how many people have been arrested and what the violent crimes were, rather than getting to the root of the problem. The root of the problem, in part, in my estimation, is the dissolving of family structure. And so there's, you know, youngsters are kind of on their own in too many circumstances, especially in the inner city.
Well, and not enough funding for resources like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, or any kind of mentorship programs.
Well, that's the current thing. And there, you know, you go back to before those organizations existed, and there weren't the kinds of things going on. And I know this will sound sort of old farty-ish, but there were people working on the farms, people working in their family businesses. People had responsibility from when they were 12, 13 years old, sometimes even younger. And so they're occupied, their time, their brains, their physical abilities. And so now parents try to get their youngsters, I suppose you could say good parents, because I don't know how to describe good parenting. Good parenting is when the children turn out to be good.
Well, that's another debate between psychology and sociology as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And temperament versus...
Yeah, it's a whole thing of where you come from. But at any rate, the point is that at least I started with the point of numbers being down. And so then there's this. A daughter of a Tulsa district attorney was arrested after stabbing her father.
That's so interesting. I can't help but question what happened. She had a mental break, is what they were saying.
Yeah.
Was it something that truly was a mental break?
And well, she's 30 years old. It's not like she was a teenager.
Right, but was there some kind of... And again, this is just like my brain kind of going into different theories, but
yep.
Was there some kind of abuse that happened in her childhood that caused this, mm-hmm. this kind of a mental break? Was there,
could be.
Was it drug induced? And it always makes you question when a child attacks a parent, mm-hmm. what the motive was.
Well, I've had experience with women in my life, without being specific, who were abused by their parents or a family member, and it affected their attitude toward men for the rest of their lives. And there are probably different ways of it reflecting. This is a 30-year-old girl who got angry and then violent. But mm-hmm. there are all kinds of things that go on. The other side of it is, you're right. You don't know what she's been through. You don't know what her father may be, some kind of a pig, a molester, horror.
Exactly. Or could be a completely wonderful human being, and there was just something else that happened.
Yeah, happened.
And it's one of those things that just touching all those bases to address the fact that we're not specifically saying one way or the other. So nobody comes at us on Facebook like, what proof do you have?
Yeah, that's the story.
Just right, here's our own conspiracy theories.
Here's a drug overdose. Authorities in Arkansas accused 29-year-old man murdering his 28-year-old girlfriend, ex-girlfriend. Their body hasn't been found yet. This is Fayetteville, Arkansas. Police there say that they were summoned to the residence of Casey Jennings after getting a call about a possible drug overdose. They arrived to find Jennings experiencing the drug overdose that they'd heard about, along with the overdosing situation. Police discovered documents at the scene indicating that he probably killed his former girlfriend and disposed of her body.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah. So. You're in a relationship and still living together.
Yeah. I don't know. Do we need to know that?
Relationship,
yeah. Do we need to know that stuff?
I think that is just.
Yeah. Here's another one. Here's another one for you to do the whoop-de-doo. A teenager was killed. Philadelphia high school football field. 14-year-old boy, 14-year-old is dead, 4 others injured, shooting it up after a scrimmage reportedly took place when the students were heading home after a scrimmage game between 3 high schools. And so this is high school rivalry gone awry, I guess, as far as I can figure out, right? It seems to be gang-related.
That's what I was trying to look
schools,
at the
gangs.
Story, if it was somebody who was a part of one of these schools or somebody who showed up.
No word on what really had transpired, just the numbers and the bodies and another horror show. Michigan State trooper, long way to go after being shot while undercover. Tuesday, working undercover during a narcotics operation. Detroit officer, he wasn't identified, right, because he's undercover.
Well,
you must know who he is by now.
Well, by now, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, no, undercover at the time, conducting surveillance, and ended up being shot by an unknown suspect.
You know.
And the trooper returned gunfire, of course.
Yeah.
He was able to, and he's listed, he was taken to a nearby hospital, was originally listed in critical condition, but is stable, and like you said before, he will have a long road to recovery.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, see the situation here, the business, we see a lot of TV shows about undercover police and what they do. And it's one of the few things that, in my experience or my knowledge, is not exaggerated by some creative, clever Hollywood writer. The undercover business is very dicey. And there are a lot of different ways it plays out in a lot of different scenarios. Sometimes they use undercover for white-collar stuff, sometimes for drug things, gangs, whatever it is. But you got to have a lot of starch. I would take my hat. See, this is the kind of policing that people need to understand better and pay more attention to and feel better about. Because the crooks, the gangsters, the bad guys, they have all kinds of ways of winnowing in and out of society. And so in order, you got to fight fire with fire. If you determine a particular action or course of action is illegal and you can't figure another way of getting at the bad guys, then you send in the other undercover boys and girls. But that's something that is, when it's well depicted in a good TV show, they're pretty much telling you the real story. Those things are tough, tough, tough. You got to be a certain... You really have to be somebody who's tough to do it, I think.
Because you have to throw yourself into this character. They're actors in a way.
Yeah,
There's no cut. There's no safety.
Not at all. And speaking of that and people in service, here's the story of a 34-year-old firefighter who sadly has terminal cancer and is dying. And the folks in his community in Illinois... They decided to give him a last ride in the ambulance they used to drive.
Yeah, so, to transport him back home for his final days to be there comfortably with family. They gave him a ride.
Frank Nunez, according to Northwestern Memorial, had a rare form of soft tissue cancer. And it started in 2019. Had a lot of pain in his leg.
Mm-hmm.
He had remission. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. And then they discovered the cancer had returned and grown. It went into his left lung. These things are insidious, man. And you wonder sometimes when it comes to firefighters and police, you know, you go back to what happened with 9/11 and all of the deaths that came from the exposure to all that toxic stuff. And you got to wonder, that's another. See, firefighters who are in the line of fire, they're exposed to all kinds of stuff that you and I are not normally,
exactly.
we're not exposed to that
there
stuff.
There are chemicals in that smoke. You think about what actual buildings are made from and out of and all of the different materials and the chemicals in those materials, then you set them on fire and it's straight up toxic. And even with their protective gear, a lot of times that's still not enough.
Yeah. Well, I just think that it's really something, when you get right down to it, that's tough stuff as well. And so you take your hat off to the people that sometimes knowingly, thoughtfully put themselves in harm's way, and other times it's just part of the job. You don't know what to expect, but you're open to it. You gotta do what you gotta do. All right, so I just have a good thought about those people, what they go through. So it seems like there's another big time divorce to talk about, Jay. We're going to talk about this big time divorce right after we have a big time commercial or two.
Ruh-roh.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant material such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit greenstockjournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's ANGI. Or download the app today.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, Mackenzie Scott, married to Jeff Bezos, gets divorced, gets a lot of money, mm-hmm. finds another guy, marries him, gets divorced, still has lots of money. Just, what, 2 years ago she married this guy, the school teacher?
Yeah.
And now...
It just wasn't working out.
Nope. Well, yeah, she got a lot of money. It seemed like it was sweet love, but what kind of pressures does somebody like that have on them just to perform, just to live, just go through life?
Yeah, and especially somebody that gets thrown into a role with in the public eye just by marrying somebody of such
a
stature.
Both of them, yeah. She looks cute enough. She looks thoughtful enough.
Well,
sounds
she's
like
somebody who has such a good heart because she's constantly trying to give away, like, so much money.
Yeah, well...
Anyway,
so it goes back. I think he was teaching. Still, he stayed teaching. 10 before the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
spend your life with Extend Dovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Three past the hour now. This is the Good Day Health portion of your day. Health advice, health information, questions for Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, as someone who's considered a national expert on matters of the heart. That didn't sound quite the way I meant it to be, but it's, you know, okay. Heart meaning your heart and the way it beats and the blood getting through your veins in your system and stuff. So advice on that, probably good from Ken. You can get help, 352-735-1400 is the number for Ken's office to ask Dr. Ken. 352-735-1400. All right, so in talking about plaque as we were, I was advising people make sure they brush their teeth. The gums are important. No plaque on your teeth. Because it gets into your system. You want to explain the differences? Like, I have a little plaque in my carotid arteries. I have no plaque in my thoracic cavity, which amazes you. And so what's the difference? I don't have any plaque in my gums, my teeth. So how are they all connected?
Okay, the plaque in your teeth is very different from the plaque in your circulation. So first in the teeth. It's this white sticky film, Doug, that appears on or between the teeth. And this is formed from the millions of bacteria that live in our mouths. And they feed on the foods we eat, especially sugars, to grow. And things like sugary or starchy foods, bread, sodas, candy, just feed the plaque and it grows. And then you get cavities and very bad. Because all the inflammation, you can lose your teeth, etc. The plaque in the circulation, you know, we have 20,000 miles of circulation. The inner lining of these pipes can develop plaque. And here it's developed when there's some damage to the inner lining called the endothelium of the circulation. And then excess inflammation, excess bad cholesterol, that LDL, forms in these areas. And then you see plaque. Like a snowball going down the hill, these plaques get bigger and bigger, and they begin to obstruct the flow, and you get the hole in the donut smaller and smaller till nothing can flow and problems occur because there's no circulation.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about childhood, babies, that sort of thing. There appears to be a question about what happens to the life of a woman who's had a tough time early in life as to how she would experience menopause later on in life. What is that connection?
Yes, it's amazing how things early in our life are so important. This comes out of the medical journal Menopause. Doug, hot flashes, sleep disturbances, and symptoms of depression. We know these are all common issues during menopause, yet not every woman we know experiences these symptoms at the same level of severity. The news this week is that psychosocial stressors in childhood or early adulthood, Doug, can make menopause symptoms worse almost two decades later. Such stresses include physical or sexual abuse and even financial instability.
Wow. There you go. There's something. Now, let's stay in childhood mode for a moment. The youngsters whose fathers were exposed to smoke. This doesn't seem to suggest that they smoked. I'm a father who was exposed to smoke. My mother smoked. My father did briefly, but my mother smoked until they killed her. So I was around smoke, looking at the windows and mirrors. You see that yellow, bluish film that's horrible. So what happened to me that will affect my children?
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Good, good. Because this comes out of the European Respiratory Journal this week, and what we learn is that smoking around your child is unhealthy, but it could also harm your future grandchildren.
Wow.
Children are more likely to develop asthma if their father was exposed to secondhand smoke as a child. Fascinating study.
It is. Isn't that amazing? And you wonder
so it
about...
It affects the DNA.
Yeah. It gets into your DNA and affects... And not to be smoking anything unless it's for some kind of medical benefit. So there, that's the word from Dr. Ken. Check out our podcasts, Dr. Ken's podcast. All of the podcasts for Good Day Health Show are free and available at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.